Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's 7 after. Wait a minute. I just broke one of the cardinal rules. I haven't thought about this for a long time, Jay. Doug Steffen here, former English teacher. You never start a sentence with an and. Don't ever start it. Yes, and influences or think makes the mind think that you're continuing from something. If you're starting something new, like we are here in this hour, we always start the hour with something new and fresh and exciting, but you don't start it with a word and. Okay, ready? Here's
good
something.
To go.
Yeah, let's start off the hour with a positive thought. Some people talk to animals. Not many people listen. That may be the problem, right? You talk to the animals, you listen to your animal. When Daisy, you and I both have a Daisy.
Yeah, we both have our Daisy girls.
So when Daisy speaks to you, do you listen? Do you hear? Do you sense what it is she is trying to communicate with you?
I
or
do.
Or Ryan.
Those
yeah.
Different
which?
Eyes, the way the head tilts, yeah. Those mm-hmm. ears, what position.
Yep. Yes. Yep. And there's always, not always, but sometimes in communication there's guilt. Like with my Daisy May, sometimes she'll eat something that she shouldn't eat, or she'll go after something, you know, that's just there. Like dogs seem to like to poop for whatever the reason. And so there's lots of poop on the farm, and I am careful to keep her from going too close to the poop. But when she does it, and then she looks at me, and then she puts her ears down. And that's only one example of many.
She like me to yell at me. I like the avoidant kind of deflection, where if Daisy gets into garbage or something while we're gone and she's angry at us for being gone, that's when she'll do it. And we ask her, did you do this? And she just looks away. Tail's not between her legs. She's not ashamed. She's just completely denying the fact that she did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that. There's the look of love that they have. Daisy has this wonderful look of love, and then she wiggles her tail around, what little she has of her tail, because she's an English bulldog, so not much of a tail there. But it's kind of fun to have that communication. She smiles when she's happy. She sees somebody she likes. You know, that kind of stuff. When she doesn't want to be around you, she doesn't want to be around you. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty, she's pretty expressive about that, too. So enjoy the connection you have to your dog. There's always some kind of important communication. In the middle of the night when I reach over and pat her, she goes like that. That's
how oh, my gosh, the little snort.
Yep, right, that's it. The little snort. Neighborhood news here. An SUV drove through a mall down the road from me last night. So can you imagine the shock when people see this woman driving a car into the second floor of the mall? An older woman, video from the scene, which was posted on Twitter, shows this SUV reversing in front of several stores. The clip, which was recorded at the South Shore Mall, which is south of Boston, was on several different news channels. A lot of people obviously were screaming because they were alarmed. A mall security person said, stop, stop, stop.
That's what alerted a lot of people, just because the SUV was going at such a slow roll.
Yeah.
That a lot of people heard the security guard saying, stop, stop. And they looked up, they're like, wait, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah.
Just to see that SUV there. Apparently the woman was coming out of a parking garage and ended up going across a pedestrian bridge, and then those guardrail things that are typically, not the rails, but those little pillars that are typically in front of
cement
the,
pillars. You can't get over
well, there
them.
Was a previous accident, so those were gone. Those weren't there at the moment. So as the SUV approached, the doors opened, and the woman just went in the one corridor and then, I guess, took a left.
Say, let's see what's over at the Neiman Marcus store.
Yeah. Oh, and it's so sad because it was an elderly driver who seemed very confused, remained in the car. Authorities were able to help her back out. They said that she was being reviewed. There was an emergency suspension of license. However, charges will not be brought.
No. Well, under the circumstances, when you see, this is something that has happened. I remember when the same sort of thing happened in Santa Monica on the 3rd Street Promenade. Some old guy in a Buick, I think he was 80-something years old, he kind of lost control and ended up on the promenade. Promenade, thank you, Doug. That's my New England version of the promenade. the guy had his license taken away. He had no business driving anyway. That's why when you get older, there is a demand. Most states demand that you have a driver's, you get your driver's license renewed more frequently as you get older. And like I had mine was, I think the last time was 10-year renewal, and the next time would be a 5-year renewal. And then it gets to, I think, every 2 years or something like that when you get. There aren't many people who are in their 90s that are driving around in cars or trucks, right? When's the last time you saw somebody that you think was that old in a car? Probably not regularly, frequently, or at all. For whatever the reason, most people don't have their faculties. If they're fortunate enough to live and be healthy into their 90s or beyond, although I did know of somebody who was like 101 who still drove around. There's a guy in Alabama.
If you can do it, go for it.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of the need for people to regularly be tested, though. And I think it should start younger because it's also one of those things that we take it for granted and we forget a lot of the rules of the road. I cannot tell you how many times I see people enter a traffic circle and have no idea what to do.
Yeah, well, that's the problem is that youngsters are not, it's back to, there's no farm
adults too.
Life anymore. Well,
I see a lot of adults that have no idea.
Clueless.
And that's one of the problems because there are places that you do not have to send your kids to the necessary man hours with a professional driver instructor.
Ed.
A lot of times it's the parents who already have bad, what's the word I'm looking for? Habits, thank
habits.
You. Who already have the bad habits or don't know certain rules of the road that are teaching these kids. And so then you have generations of just bad drivers.
Lots of bad drivers around. And then there are those people who don't understand how a car operates, what the power is behind the engine, what happens when you're going fast. How many times have you taken or seen a driver's ed class with a driver in training doing 70 down a highway? I don't think I've ever seen it.
I don't think it ever happened, no.
But why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you take a 16, 17-year-old out onto the turnpike where there are speeds up to 70, 65, 70, 75 miles an hour and have them drive that fast? Isn't that part of the training? What are they going to do when they get out there and they've never done it before? What happens then?
That was towards the end of the time with our trained driving instructor. We would go on the interstate.
Yeah. You should go out and zoom it up, see what happens.
And like driving 101, learn how to look left or look right without turning the wheel with you.
I always talk about
doubting how often that still happens.
Well, the idea of turning around. I used to have a lady friend in L.A. Instead of using the mirrors on either side of the car, she'd turn around. So we'd be driving down the 405 from her place into the city. And I would, she never wanted me to drive, so I don't like other people to drive. When I'm in the car, I want to drive. But, so she drove. She'd do farting while she was driving down the 405.
Oh my goodness, of course. The F-A-R-D-I-N-G.
Yes, right. Yep, putting on her makeup.
Applying her makeup while driving down the road.
And she's going down the 405.
Distracted driving.
And then she'd turn around, and I'd be maybe talking to or listening to something on the radio. And she would, if she wanted to change lanes, she'd turn to the right and look around to see if there's anybody on that side instead of looking in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that caused usually a huge disruption in our daily routine.
When you drive somebody else's car, somebody drives your car, and I would be told with my side view mirrors, they're like, well, you can't see behind you with the side view mirrors. And I'd say, that's what the rear view mirror is for. You're supposed to see out to the sides with your side view mirror. That's why it's a view mirror.
By the way, why the rear view mirror is small and the windshield is big?
No.
So
I never
listen,
actually thought about it. What is it?
From Joel Osteen. Oh, this is an old Joel Osteen routine. Because what's in back of you, you can't do anything about. You can't fix what's behind you. But you can look at the big, wide, open, wonderful world in front of you and make choices. And so that's why there's. I think that's pretty good. Don't you think that's pretty good?
Yeah, that's what they teach you when you're skiing or learning to ski or snowboard, to pay attention in front of you, because what's going on behind you is the person behind your responsibility.
Yeah, right, exactly. Don't worry about what's behind you. It's sort of like the here and now, the Tolle philosophy about now versus what's in the future, which you can't do anything about, and what's in the past you can't do anything about. So why not be present in the present? Be here, be now, be with us. And so with that thought, 17, change after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with one thing and one thing that you need, only one thing that you need to know when it comes to being healthy, losing weight, keeping it off. You need one word in your vocabulary, and that's calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is a professionally prepared product. I like that for alliteration. A professionally prepared product that you can use to keep weight off, lose weight. My friend Bob Kay, you know Bob very well. Bob's decided he was going to lose some weight. He's put on the Calitrin. He's taken it and put it so that he can use it according to the directions. And he told me the other day he's lost a pound and a half less than a week.
Good for Bob.
Right. And then you keep it off. See, that's why I like it more than anything else. It's got lots of collagen in it, which is great for your skin, your bones, all of that stuff. Digestive enzymes that are good for if you have eating fat food, which is not good for you, but it helps you digest it a little bit better. And put that, the what the body produces to work for you. Calitrin is specially formulated so it repairs and rebuilds your body as you sleep. So check it all out. Yeah, you hear my enthusiasm. I'm enthusiastic about it because it works. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. Get 90 days free and also free shipping. That's toploss.com. Discount code Doug.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3-millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Every day we
take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
What the CDC has decided is most of us now, in regarding testing of COVID-19, we're doing it ourselves with these home devices, and that's why the counts are not as accurate as they once were in terms of who's testing, who has it, how many positives there are.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Good Day program with the lady in question being Jay. There's no question that you're here. Jay
questionable Kirchner. Sometimes.
No. Beauty and diversity. That's what you represent here on the program. Okay, so here's the story about somebody who's not so beautiful. There's a there's something floating around. Those of you who are fans of Gary Busey, you may want to go away for a few minutes because after the commercial, there is a story about Gary Busey that's not particularly flattering, nor does it make him look very good. So we'll get to that after this.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
Okay, so here we go. Gary Busey, who's one of the most spasmodic actors that I've ever come across, frankly. Just a really weird dude. Weird, isn't he? Looks weird. He acts weird because he is weird.
Well, it seems like there's something up.
Yeah, there's something up. Yeah, and sometimes that makes it for a good actor. But if you look at his face and his features, he always looks like he should be in nothing but horror movies. He's had done his share of a lot of... He was a great bad guy in that he and Tommy Lee Jones were in that first movie, the first one that really did well, Steven Seagal. I forget what the name of it was, but at any rate, he's been charged with several sexual offenses. The event was in New Jersey. He's 78 years old. Two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual contact.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there
one
it goes down.
One count of harassment. Here. And, right. Yeah, this happened at Monster Mania, a horror film convention that happened the other week. And here's the thing. So even recently, he was seen in a public park with his pants at his knees. He just kind of sat down on a bench, had his pants around his knees, his hands clasped and folded on his lap, and then he untied his pants so he could pull them up and then kind of like walked away. That's just very, very odd behavior. Like there's there is something going on.
Yes, I think you're right about that. I think the police, I remember, he lives in Malibu, and I remember once when I was a little close to what was going on more there than I am now, there was something with him and the local officials. So anyway, he's got a problem, and so I don't know whether is it clear whether he has said anything at all. Is he saying, "Oh yeah, I did it. I'm a bad guy," or "I didn't do it," or his lawyer tells him to shut up?
Yeah, no, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Well, anyway, that's too bad. That stuff is always too bad. It's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In just 2 months, Ford has delivered electric F-150 Lightning trucks to customers in all 50 U.S. states, from Alaska to Houston, even Hawaii. Texas and California lead the way with a highest number of F-150 Lightnings delivered through late July. Nearly 80% of early reservation holders said in a survey that F-150 Lightnings will be the first ever EV in their household. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
If you want to start the semester strong, Staples has you covered.
A gaming chair for my dorm. I mean, a desk chair for studying.
Staples has you covered.
A better way to organize my stuff instead of using milk crates.
A desk lamp to help me pull all-nighters.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off desks, filing and storage solutions, lighting and decor with the purchase of any chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 9/24, in store only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twice now, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard because of the number of illegal immigrants in the nation's capital. The Defense Department responded, "The National Guard is not trained to assist migrants." End quote. President Trump on Monday asked a federal judge to assign a special master after he claims the FBI and Department of Justice are politically motivated when they violated his constitutional Fourth Amendment right. The government has until noon Eastern on Thursday to deliver details behind their warrant to raid his home. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Charles on Fox News.
You know, you can speculate, and we can all speculate, and that's the reason you need to release the affidavit. At least, if you want to redact some of the names, redact the names, but allow the American public to understand what the insinuations are based upon.
USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
As the Russian invasion of its neighbor Ukraine enters the six-month threshold, the Biden administration claims Moscow has no intention of seeking a diplomatic end to the war in Ukraine. National Security Council official Admiral John Kirby on Newsmax.
Sadly, no. In fact, just in the last day or so, we've heard from the Kremlin that they have no intention of seeking a diplomatic end to this war and every intention, quite the contrary, to continuing to prosecute this war against Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. And that's obviously regrettable for everybody around the world, not just the people in Ukraine. Mr. Putin should do the right thing by getting out now, pulling his troops out, sitting down in good faith with President Zelensky and ending this unprovoked invasion that he himself started now 6 months ago.
Former basketball player Dennis Rodman is going to Russia in an attempt to free basketball player Brittany Griner.
Former NBA player Dennis Rodman says he's heading to Russia to help negotiate the release of Brittany Griner. The WNBA star has been held in the country since February and was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges. Rodman has a history of conducting informal diplomacy for the United States. He told NBC he plans to travel to Russia this week and claims he knows President Vladimir Putin too well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
Here's the story of the bear who was drunk. The bear in, this happened in Turkey, as it turns out, seemed to have gotten its paws onto some mad honey.
Then the bear cub was found in the back of a truck, like a pickup truck, totally sitting like a drunk dude. Like kind of upright, legs a little bit spread. He was not having a good trip.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 at the hour now on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's the 23rd of August. We are two-thirds of the way and then some through the month of August, usually the hottest, laziest, crazy. Remember the old song? You don't remember the song. From Nat King Cole, bring back those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. We had a lot of that going on down in our originating studio. James Collins is at the controls. He said there was 14, what'd you say, 14 inches of rain yesterday?
14 and a half inches.
Ooh, how the heck do you deal with that in a flat place like Dallas?
In Dallas, you just don't.
No, the roads just must have plugged up. Wow, that's a start to your day. Speaking of that, appreciate the day today. you'll know that there is, when you get to the end of the day, something about the day that went well. Do you think about that, Jay, at the end of the day? What went well for? Do you appreciate the day?
Sometimes, oh, absolutely. Start the morning with what you're grateful for and end the day with what you're thankful for as well.
Yes, why not? Be thankful and be thoughtful, if you will, words to the wise. Speaking of words to the wise or lack thereof, I'm not quite sure whether this is a smart move, a good move, a ponder. The Mar-a-Lago search, right? We all have become aware of what happened. The president, the former president, excuse me, and some of you think he ought to be the future president. See how that shakes out in a couple of years.
Don't we still always refer to even
President Trump? Yeah, right. President Bush.
With them.
Yeah, right. President Clinton. Yep. President Obama. Anyway, so we're remembering the Mar-a-Lago document seizure a couple of weeks ago. So now Trump has asked a judge to freeze the investigation of those files that were taken out of his house. The lawsuit was filed yesterday. His team asked for an independent lawyer to be appointed to oversee the documents that the agents took from Mar-a-Lago. 11 sets of classified files apparently were taken from the Mar-a-Lago estate. He has an office and a little apartment there. The lawyers asked that a third-party attorney, I think a special master is what they call them, be appointed to determine whether the files are covered by executive privilege. And that allows any president to withhold any communication from public release. So one wonders whether this is usually in a criminal case, though. He's not been charged with anything criminally.
But this is smart because there is so much hearsay about everything, and there's so much questioning about what's right, what's wrong, what's valid, what's not. And to have this third-party person here who is specialized in determining things in addition to what's already happening, so it's almost like having a supervision or having a safeguard, if you will.
Yeah.
So if something is found, then it's legitimized by this person being there. And if nothing is found, then this person can attest to that.
Yeah. Well, I think that there certainly is always going to be a swirl around him, no matter what, because that's just in his wake.
And possibly every president moving forward, this has opened a door that will not be shut.
Yeah. What do you think is in these files? Why did he take them? What's there? Is he going to write a book? Not likely. So what's in the files that he's trying to protect would be my question. I just want to know what the heck is there. The lawyers for Trump, by the way, say the warrant was overly broad. The search violated the Fourth Amendment, which, remember from your days understanding civics. Oh, right. We don't teach civics anymore. Well, here it is from Professor Doug. This is what the Fourth Amendment is all about. It protects you against unreasonable search and seizure of your property. So the state just can't come in and grab stuff that's your personal property. They have to have a reason for it. They have to have a search warrant. Mm-hmm. A judge has to be convinced that whatever is going on in your house needs to be checked. And so that's how that works. Let's see where all of this goes, though. Pretty amazing. All right, so here's another former president in the hot water. This guy, the former leader of Pakistan, Imran Khan, has been charged for threatening a judge and a senior police official in a speech that he gave the other day. Khan accused the police of torturing his aide, who is facing sedition charges. See, in other countries like Pakistan, they don't have the same kind of Bill of Rights. Matter of fact, I don't know. I'd like to check. You know, even in England, they don't have a Bill of Rights. You're a subject of the Queen. And if the Queen says off with your head, whoosh, off with your head. There's no, I mean, the Queen doesn't do that anymore, but there were
not
plenty
in today's world, but once upon a time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way it is around most of the rest of the world. The civilized and quasi-civilized and uncivilized world. Whoever's the leader gets the last word. So anyway, this guy was, remember when Khan, everybody in, I say this advisedly because the most common name in Pakistan, and some, well, more Pakistan than anywhere else. That he, you know how in America, the common name is Smith and Sullivan, and you know, there were lots of those. Most common name, by the way, in the most common name in America for a male is Paul Sullivan. You probably didn't know that.
Really?
So you can take that.
I would have thought it was John Smith.
Nope.
And I'm not even joking. I definitely would have thought it was that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not. So anyway, this guy, well, Khan is the equivalent of Smith in Pakistan. So here we have the, there's a big to-do going on over there. I love these names. Shehbaz Sharif is the current prime minister. Khan was tossed out because he's a crook, basically. Basically, he's, you know, he's been up to his ears in all kinds of parliamentary problems. He has been granted, however, he was arrested, and then he was given what they call protective bail. What that means, I think you have to bail yourself, you bail yourself out, and then you're given a police detail to keep you from getting, you know, into hot water, more hot water, or somebody coming after you. So there it is, the difference in the leadership in Pakistan. Can you imagine any former president in America being arrested? I'm trying to think in my mind whether that's happened. Seems to me early history.
Hmm? I feel like the closest was possibly Nixon, who ended up resigning and walking away.
Yeah, walked away. He faced consequences for sure, but then he was exonerated by his the fellow who followed him in office, and well, that's what kept Gerry Ford from being reelected. Because actually, Gerry Ford, when you look back in history for that 2.5 years he was president, the country was at peace. The country liked itself. It was tired of Nixon, and they were happy to have him go. Gerry Ford, former football player, really all-around good guy, I remember once. And, you know, one of the things that is, this tells you what a difference between the 1970s and today. Gerry Ford was running for president, re-election, 1976. Gerry is running against Jimmy Carter. It was Gerry and Jimmy. Jimmy Carter and Gerry Ford ran an extraordinarily, I don't want to say tepid, but it was a tempered election. The campaign was civilized. The two men liked each other. In fact, after Carter was elected, the world of the former president and the relationship that he had to Carter became a fabulous friendship, and they spent a whole lot of time together. And when Gerry Ford died, the only person that he wanted to be with him, other than his wife, who had her problems. She, remember the Betty Ford, the father's Betty Ford Clinic in Los Angeles, because she was an alcoholic and she needed help. And anyway, so on the ride from, I forget where Jerry, I think he died in Palm Springs or someplace in California, and he was flown back to his home in Michigan for the funeral, and there was one person on the plane with his body. Who do you think that was?
I know this answer. Now I'm mind blanking. Go on.
Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter and he maintained their friendship, very strong friendship through their entire lives, the rest of their lives. And Jimmy Carter was the person that flew back with his body to Michigan with him. I think that's very, it's actually very sobering when you think about it, right? When you think about how politics has become today. Can you imagine just if, you know, I say this not wishing and hoping, but wondering, if Trump died today, who would be there with him? You know, he doesn't have any friends, really. He has a lot of people that support him. But when you get right down to the brass tacks, he doesn't have any friends. Real friends. I'm talking about real friends. And that's, you know, we all kind of know people like that. I think it's one thing I think about Trump, other than, you know, I don't like his style, but I kind of like his politics. he's very much a singular human being who goes his own way for whatever the reason. Whatever, he's the way he is for whatever the reason. Doesn't make any difference. He is the way he is. And so that in itself gets people worked up about him. And I think it probably over the years has affected me and how I think about him, because I just don't like controversy. I'm not a, you can tell if you've listened to me for any amount of time on the radio over the 35 years that I've been doing the morning program around the country or whenever it was before, I've never, ever liked to get into a jam with people, because I don't, I grew up in a circumstance, this is sort of self-revelation, I grew up in a complete turmoil in my life, and I have never, as an adult, wanted to confront people with bad news or have a fight with people. I'd rather work it over. My wife used to get nuts with me because she'd be upset with me and I'd just walk away. And what nobody understood at the time was the psychological reason. How many of you are like that? You can't stand to be in a position because it brings up too much stuff from the past. Even at my age now, I don't like it. I do it. I try to settle, fix things, but I don't like controversy. I don't like to mix it up. Rather things we, I don't mind talking about stuff that's controversial, but they don't involve, those controversies don't involve me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but, and Trump's, he's the exact opposite. Loves it. Stirs the pot, throws stuff against the wall, whatever it is, and he's pretty good at it. Actually,
he gets people
too
talking, for sure. Yeah, right. The problem is so many people disagree to such an extreme that there is no conversation.
Well,
people
that's
just,
it.
Yeah, they just fight, or people have lost friendships, and it's so, so disheartening.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of discouraging. So anyway, a day in the life of Trump can't be like the day in the life of most other people. I noticed that Kushner has had a lot to say about that. With regard to his father-in-law and what really is going on. Anyway, everybody's got lots to say. Unfortunately or fortunately, what you're going to hear now in terms of what people say are some swell commercials. It's 48 past the hour.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, a driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know, there's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know, a basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working out, play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
That sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
If you want to start the semester strong, Staples has you covered.
A gaming chair for my dorm. I mean, a desk chair for studying.
Staples has you covered.
A better way to organize my stuff instead of using milk crates.
A desk lamp to help me pull all-nighters.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off desks, filing and storage solutions, lighting and decor with the purchase of any chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 9/24, in-store only.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's get into what's going on the farm, shall we? At 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay and I have farm, food, and family in the focus here. Epicurean butter, recalling hundreds of Wegmans lemon dill finishing butter tubs because of bacterial contamination. Every day we get into the farm and food report, mm-hmm. there's some kind of damn bacterial contamination.
Yeah, we just need to recall it, the farm, family, and food recall.
Yeah. No illnesses reported as of yet. Sub-herbs detected the potential contamination based on a test from one of the food manufacturing customers in Canada that uses this Epicurean butter. By its very name, it should be on the top of the list, right? It should be the best. But apparently there's some listeria in it. Listeria is the toughest of all. E. coli, salmonella, those are fairly easy to clean up. However, listeria is very difficult to get rid of. There's something about that bacteria, that contamination, that just sticks. So if you have any of this lemon dill finishing butter, then this is, by the way, if you're in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, Massachusetts, Virginia, North Carolina, and Washington. At the Wegmans. Wegmans is actually one of the most upscale supermarket chains in the country. Started in Rochester, New York, spread around the state of New York. Then they spread around New England and the Northeast. They usually are very, very good. I've found them to be very good in terms of quality. I quite like shopping at Wegmans, frankly. But this just shows that because of the way food suppliers and food supplies are now, that you can't really, it's just everything is becoming so consolidated, it's really a danger. And more so even in the produce business than the dairy business, if you can believe that. It's just so big. And anyway, don't throw this out. Bring it back to the store and get your money back. So many people say, well, I guess I'll throw that out. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Make them pay.
Go get
Bring
your
it back. Yeah, exactly. Go get your money. Speaking of going back and getting your money, I have some interesting news from Papa John's that I want to talk about right after this.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help. Well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Okay, so this is an interesting, I find it interesting. Papa John's, the crustless Papa Bowls, referred to as boneless pizza.
Yeah, like boneless buffalo wings, which are basically chicken nuggets with sauce.
Yeah.
People are joking that it's like boneless pizza. Who was it? Domino's already did this, but they at least marketed it properly, calling it a dip, because it's just the cheese, the sauce, and then whatever toppings.
Well, it's the flavor and it's the ambiance kind of that comes with pizza that people like. I don't know if people really like. Do you like the crust or do you like the I think it makes the pizza, but yet it's a distraction because the dough is not good for you. It just lays in your stomach like a big thud.
See, and I'm totally the opposite. I don't like pizza in general. I don't like red sauce. But if I am eating pizza, I am typically that person that brushes all of the toppings off and just only eats the crust. I don't eat any of the toppings.
Really? Isn't that interesting? All right, well, anyway, Papa Bowl's boneless pizza has been a tweet that's been making the rounds. And I guess, just Papa John, I don't think it's that good anyway. Never did think Papa John was that good. I like usually the local pizza joints are better. There's a story that we're going to continue to follow that'll be in this week's American Family Farmer Show, which you can find on a lot of the stations that carry this program. And you can also find it online, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Farms in Indiana recognized for their longevity. And that's something I like to tip the hat to folks that have been in it for a long time. It's, where are we, 59 past the hour already? Wow!
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.